Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Again, giving you something from up in the air. I've been reading, finding some inspiration, and just little lessons and things. You know, it's really good. I mean, if you're not a reader, you should be. You should be reading personal development books, just things that you know you want to read. Obviously, it doesn't have to be a reason to read just because you think you have to. Find things that you enjoy. Find things that you want to learn. I'm often reading about other people's journeys and just little things. And it's not about trying to be somebody else. It's trying to find ways to be better at yourself and just improve your life. And they're often quite inspirational and very interesting. Now, one thing I found in something that I've just recently read is this. It's a story about Picasso. So bear with me here, right? It's a story about Picasso. Now, Picasso was doing his art all the way through his life, right? All the way up into his 90s when he carved it, right? He's done it for a long, long time. And the story goes like this. He's at a cafe. Someone's recognized him. He's sitting there and he's just doodling on a napkin, drawing something on a napkin. You know, as Picasso does, he's sitting there drawing away at a cafe. He then scrunches up the napkin and jams it in his pocket. And basically what happens is, the woman says, you know, look, could I please have that? Could I please have that drawing? And Picasso says, yeah, sure, no problem. She said, oh, can I please buy that drawing, actually? No problem. How much is it? $20,000. And she said, what, $20,000? It took you literally 20 seconds to draw that napkin, that piece on the napkin. He said, no, lady, it didn't. It took me 60 years. The point I'm trying to make here is that what you perceive as valuable or expensive, you may actually be missing half the story, okay? It's really important to understand that people with experience is where you want to learn from. They've got that experience not by, you know, turning up and doing something for 6 months. And this is one of the pains I have in the crypto space. And the God honest truth is, the reason TraderCobb.com was born was out of that. It's like, look, all these people that have just made money in crypto real quickly because the market went up are now selling courses and doing education, and they really are not qualified. They haven't been doing it long enough. They've got no idea of what they're actually doing, and they're doing stuff that you can learn out of a textbook, and they're charging tens of thousands of dollars for it. Hence why TraderCobb was born. Now, Picasso had 60 years of painting experience. That was what took him to a point where he was able to create something on a napkin that was very, very valuable. Same thing, guys. You've got to have experience. You've got to have people that have made a million different mistakes to learn from. It's not just about the results at the end. It's about how they got that result at the end. And if you're going to learn something from somebody, you want to make sure they've got some pretty good life experience. It would be quite practical if that experience was in the field that you're trying to enter or something that you were trying to learn. But the thing is this, right? The thousands of tiny failures are what equals experience. Now, I say this in my courses all the time and everything that I do. I've failed enough times, I've made enough mistakes, that you don't need to make these mistakes. If you learn from me, you don't need to make them, because I try and either inform you so you don't have to make them at all. I tell you exactly what those mistakes are going to be. I also try and help you with tools to understand if you're about to make those mistakes and how to fix them quickly. It's what I'm here to do. Now, the thing is, though, is that, you know, when it comes to experience and value, it's time and experience that equals value. I'll say that again. Time and experience equal value. So if somebody's been doing something for a long time and they've become very experienced at it, i.e. they've stuffed up a lot, they've made lots of mistakes, then this is where the value can come. Of course, they need to have actually become something and they need to be good at something. But chances are that if they've been doing something for a long, long, long time, they probably have worked out how to be somewhat good at it. They've not given up, they've kept on pushing through. And that's a theory about 10,000 hours to become a master or something. I mean, think of it like this. I've had lots of very painful experiences. I've nearly given up many times. I've had many failures, constantly making mistakes, but I'm learning from them constantly. And the lessons that I'm learning, I've put into the programs to help you and help others. Think of it like this. When you were learning to walk, everyone's done that. And everyone that's walking has done that. Everyone that's talking has done that. Everyone that can write with a pen has done that. Now, I've got two kids. I watch them. When they were learning to walk, they kept falling over hundreds of times. Not once did they sort of give me a look and go, look, Dad, I just don't think this is for me. I honestly don't think that this walking game. These legs, they don't work. They're not for me. Don't get it. I'm done with this walking business. You're gonna have to push me in a pram my whole life. Game over. Now, they don't do that, do they? Neither did you. You just keep getting up. You just keep getting up. You just keep getting up. The strange thing is that we stop trying to fail, I think, after we go through school, because the education system doesn't reward failure. We don't get rewarded for failing at a subject. As a matter of fact, usually if we try something and we fail, we get a bad grade, and that's the opposite of rewarding for failure. Now, you've got to have a lot of failures to succeed. And it feels bad after you fail. And that's why kids stop trying. I know this because I did at school. There were certain subjects that I just stopped. I went, you know what, this is a joke. I don't enjoy it. I don't want anything to do with it. When I try, I don't get good grades anyway. I give up. I'm just going to do the bare minimums, try and scrape through with a C. More often than not, got a D, right? Now, a D is an F. It's a fail, right? It's a fail. Now, for me, it made me just stop giving a care. I had other things that I was interested in. I had little businesses and stuff on the side when I was in school. That was the stuff that I was truly interested and inspired by. Because at school, if we try hard at something and we fail, we get no reward. We just get to feel like shit. Whether it be teasing, whether it be our parents, sometimes, I mean, you might have very supportive parents, I certainly did, but they want you to do better. What if that was your best and you still failed? Well, you should be rewarded for having a go and encouraged to find things that you want to be good at. So guys, remember this. This is the takeaway, okay? This is the takeaway. Value and experience come with time. And both time and experience equals value. So next time you're looking at something and you think, wow, that's a lot, or wow, what's this going on? Try and put yourself in the shoes of the person who's done that. If they've done it for a long time, it's probably likely that they're pretty good at it. And they're gonna put a better price on it because they know that they're good at it. Just consider what you think valuable is. And consider your options going forward. Do you give up? Do you keep trying? It's gonna have a lot of pain. Or are you better off having somebody help you? You're still gonna make mistakes, but it's gonna speed things up. Anyway, I hope it helps. Have a good one. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.